shower and I ain't got no fucking money.
Yeah. You might be able to catch one of them dudes right there getting gas out of here.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the channel. And we're just going to go ahead and jump right into this clip right here. This video with over a million views was about 4 years ago. Shout out to the man Street for being cordial with this young lady. We're going to go ahead and jump into some of the comments that was part of this video. He handled himself very well throughout the conversation with this young lady. At one point, she asked him, can she get in the truck? Another point, she asked him, can she use the CB? Don't know why. Another point, she asked him, can she buy some cigarettes? Of course, he has to turn her down. He turned down all of her advances that she tried to do. With that said, a couple of commenters in the comment section really thought that this young man did very well with the conversation. In particular, one commenter was like,
regardless of who or what is or does thank you for not treating her disrespectfully.
Of course, he treated her cordial and talked to her like she got some sense. Another commenter says,
I like how you handle that. No disrespect or anything.
There was no need to be. It was no need to be. At one point in the video, she did kind of tensed up a little bit when she asked him to get her some cigarettes and he told her that he wasn't going to partake in her habit. But other than that, it was pretty cool overall. Another commenter says,
you were very patient and respectful with her. Salute to you.
Yes, he was. Ain't no telling what might have happened if he did let this young lady up in his truck. Anything could have probably went down, and it was just would have been an unfortunate situation. So in order for him to stay cool and everything, he just talked to her, let her know what he couldn't do, and it was on to the next for this young lady.
No more wasting time. Let's get it.
Now hold on.
Oh,
where are you going?
I don't know yet.
You don't know where
you're
going?
No.
What you doing?
Just waiting on the load.
For real?
Yep.
You got a CB radio?
Mm-hmm.
For real? Can I use it?
Yeah, it don't work. The internal speaker don't work on it.
What the hell is wrong with these goddamn people out here?
Shit, I don't know.
I gotta get the hell out of Texas. I've been here for like an hour sitting. I just woke up and I'm still out of my mind. I'm trying to get woken up. Looking at all these crazy people, they all right in the morning in Houston because everybody in Houston went crazy. You know that, right?
Mm-mm.
I don't even know where I'm at. I really don't. Can I get in?
No, I can't let you in.
Why?
That's company policy.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They don't even really care. As long as they don't see you.
Yeah, but if I get a load, then I'm going to have to go too.
Can I get a ride?
I can't let you ride neither. Might be able to catch one of them dudes right there getting gas out of here.
What?
Like the two trucks right there getting gas, that black and white one. Mm-hmm. Might be able to catch one of them out now, because they're getting gas to leave. I mean, you never know, though. Yeah. I don't carry no cash.
Why is it cigarettes?
Shit, I can't support your habit. That ain't no good for you, no way.
Why was it fucking cigarettes? You ain't got it like that.
They ain't no good for you. I quit smoking too. You gotta stop. They ain't gonna do you no good. No. Alright, be safe.
What do you guys think? You think he handled that very well? I think he handled it with pizzazz, man. Even though the young lady was like kind of raw looking, I mean, that wig was not wigging on that head. And when she said that she needs to take a shower because she just woke up, yeah, like I said, I would have broke out a shower credit for it. Hey, I don't have no cheese on me because I don't keep cash on me or anything like that, but I do got a pilot card and I can go ahead and hook you up with a shower credit so you can get freshen up for the next person. I'm just saying. But definitely much respect to this young man, even though this video was about 4 years ago. So I'm assuming her mission was completed back then. But this goes to show you that ladies of the truck stops be pulling out all stops to get up in that truck with you and to do something with you for some commercial company. I'm just saying. So just be careful out there. I know a lot of you guys like to indulge in that type of activity. I'm just saying, just be careful, man. There's a lot of crazy things that's be going on out here in these truck stops, man. Just be careful who you let up in your truck. Just make sure everything is copacetic between you and that other person. Because once that person get up in your truck and things start to go left, then it all gonna comes down to, well, it's gonna be your word against her word. You could have got her in there and she could call rape or call kidnap or call whatever the case. So guys, just be careful, man. Just be careful who you come around, who you mess with, who you bring in your truck. Drivers, let me know what you think about how he handled that and how would you handle it. Do you have a story like that? If so, get at me. Lockout Men Podcast Guests at gmail.com.
In too deep like Omar. Make me want to track you down and hit the track hawk with the pro bar. I knew we wouldn't go far, like we ran out of ethanol. Now your nosy ass mama want to get involved. When I met you, you was on the couch with the plastic. She need an Emmy, bitch so dramatic. Now your baggage got me on edge like Jagged. Fucking up my homes, look Patrick. You swift to jump shift like a chief. Been crying on my line like Therese. But it ain't all you, it's me. Blaming on the things I went through.